Welcome to Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. I'm your host, Ian Zandi, comedian based out of Los Angeles. How are you? I'm good. You know, I nobody ever asks that because it's a one-way podcast. You can't really talk to me. But I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay in Los Angeles. It's overcast out today. What about if we just change this to a podcast about the weather? You know, you could go back to old episodes and be like, yeah, it was 72 in LA, November 3rd. But that's not what this is. This is Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. Each episode, we're going to have a special guest of mine, usually a comedian. They're going to pick a one-hit wonder. You know, there's no rules specifically for this episode. You'll see there's no rules. It just generally, whatever we consider to be a one-hit wonder, when a band has a very popular song, they're mostly known just for that. That's a one-hit wonder to me. It doesn't matter with charts and other things like that. I think it's just up to you. So, today we have a special guest. You know her as a Arizona-based comedian, animator, and the co-host of the podcast Fart Talk. Please welcome Dana Wisson.
Yay, thank you so much. That was a wonderful intro. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I forgot to look up the pronunciation, even though I asked you. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it right. And that is rare. That is rare. Even when I tell people, you know, how to pronounce it, I just tell them it rhymes with listen or pissin. And but, you know, it doesn't always work. But yeah, you did a good job. Thank you.
Fantastic. That is great because I was shot in the dark. I got to the word. I'm like, I should have written it down because I wrote everything else down except that. But no, it's great to have you. Thank you for being on here. We've never met in person, as far as I'm aware. We haven't, right?
Yeah, I don't think we have. I've seen you on, I don't know if I've even really seen you on a Zoom show, maybe one or two, but we've played in a few Zoom games like Joke Boat or the other one.
Quiplash and all of those, maybe Among Us. Yeah, those are generally the ones I play. But no, I've at least seen you do stand up through different mics and whatnot, which is great that Zoom's a thing because you can connect with people from all over the world. I would not be friends with people in Omaha if it weren't for a pandemic. I'm not going to lie.
I'm thinking of probably the same people in Omaha that I've met through Zoom. They're wonderful. I'm also someone who I don't necessarily enjoy being in groups of people. I get nervous. Like, I like being alone in groups of people, but socializing is hard. And so this Zoom situation is wonderful for someone with social anxiety, I think.
I very much agree. And it's probably worse. I mean, I've not been around large groups of people because we're in a pandemic. But once we're back, it's probably going to be even worse. So this is nice right now. But yeah, I think we know some of the same mutual friends. You're in Arizona. I think you know Chell out there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I do. He's awesome.
Yeah. But if you're listening, Chell, hi. Always a joy. But we know the same groups of people and everything. And the first time I saw you perform was actually in a character, and I was confused because it was a good character. But I'm like, wait, is this a character or is this just how the person is? which, honestly, that's a compliment. So,
yeah, thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, I think that was Angus, the bro character.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I love performing as Angus. I feel more confident when I perform as a bro, a dude. So, yeah, I'm glad you meet him.
No, I totally get that. That's awesome. Jumping into today's episode, we are talking about Hanson's Mmmbop. While we can't actually play the song because podcasts are weird like that, the good thing about One Hit Wonders is that most people have heard them at some point in their life, and they probably very much know them. So we could talk all about it still. So we're just going to talk a little bit. Let me just go over the Wikipedia page, a little bit of history about the song real quick. Mmmbop. I'm just going to say it with that enunciation every time. Bop is a song written and performed by the American pop rock band Hanson. It was released in April 1997 as a lead single from their debut full-length studio album, Middle of Nowhere. The song was nominated for 2 Grammys at the 40th Annual Grammy Awards and is the band's most successful single to date. Bop was a major success worldwide. I'm sorry, I'm going to break every time I do that. Bop was a major success worldwide. God damn it. Reaching number one in at least 12 countries. I'm not going to name all the countries, even though they do. The song was voted the best single of the year in the Village Voice Paz and Poe Critics Poll. What the fuck is that? Why am I... Oh, fuck you, Wikipedia. Let's skip. It was ranked number 20 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s, as well as number 8 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the Past 25 Years. But it doesn't say when that was put out, so it could have been today or it could have been in 2010, and I don't know. But it's a great song. I just want to say it's a really catchy song.
It's a banger.
Yeah, and I picked you for this episode specifically because you posted, I think it was a video of yourself at a Hanson concert back when they were in their heyday, if I'm not mistaken. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. So that was in, excuse me, one second. That was in 1998 at the Nissan Pavilion. I'm sure it has a different name now. I think it's Jiffy Lube, etc. in Washington, D.C. And my family was planning on going on a summer vacation there anyway. And then we ended up getting tickets. It was a long, exciting process waiting for the ticket website to open up at 12 p.m. on a Saturday. And then we flew out to the Nissan Pavilion, and my entire family, my dad, my mom, my younger sister, and me, we sat not super close to the stage, but, you know, pretty far back. But and we sat behind Ozzy Osbourne's two daughters, who they were teenagers at that time. We were teenagers. I was 13, and my sister was 11, maybe.
And that's like prime Hanson target audience.
They are what we wanted. They are what we needed, and we got them that night. But MTV was there, and they were filming Ozzy Osbourne's daughters, who sat right in front of us. And so we're on MTV for like 1 second. And it's my entire family enjoying a song, my mom, my sister, me dancing. My dad is sitting there holding all our stuff. And then the two Osbourne daughters are standing in front of us, taking pictures. And that's it. And that was the beginning, but not even close to the end of my Hanson journey.
Oh, that's mysterious. that's so cool. That you were, how close were you to the stage again?
Okay, so I'm not good at estimating feet or distances or anything involving numbers, but I would say we were like 200 feet away.
Oh, damn. No, that seems pretty close. I mean, like, if the Osbournes, I don't think the Osbournes would just, we're going to pick middle tier. Like, they have the ability to be as close as they want. That's really cool. You should use MTV as a credit on your shows.
Oh my gosh, I am gonna do that, and I'm gonna shout out Hanson every time. I'm gonna start putting a picture of Hanson on my resume because that is where they belong.
As seen on the MTV episode of the Osbournes with Hanson, or yes. I think. They have their own show, right? I don't keep track of the Osbournes that closely because they are not a one-hit wonder, so they're not relevant to the show. But no. that's very – how many times have you seen Hanson live?
So I think I've seen Hanson live maybe 12 or 13 times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's not a lot in the Hanson fandom world. Hanson fans, the typical crazy Hanson fan goes to maybe 50 Hanson concerts. It's an intense thing. Yeah, it's in these ladies. It's mostly women. They're intense. We're intense.
Do they have a click name?
I don't know like if they're currently, but I don't think we've ever. It's just Hanson fan. You know, we're not
just simple, just to the point.
Yeah, we're just those chicks who like Hanson. That's
what we do. That's awesome. Is it like a wide array of fans from people all over the, or is it like mostly a demographic?
I think it is mostly young. So when they first came out, like young white women, young church going women and men, young girls and boys, and girls who needed a man, needed and desperately wanted a man in her life at age 13. And that was my thing. I was boy crazy back then, and Hanson just spoke to me.
Now I see a huge parallel, because more with my age, I'm a little bit younger, would be the Jonas Brothers, which going through, I knew nothing basically about Hanson before today, besides Mbop. But there's a lot of parallels between them and the Jonas Brothers, and they sound a lot alike too.
Yeah, they do. And I think they're both probably inspired by like the Jackson 5 and other higher pitched groups of our of the past. Yeah, but they're very similar. Like they grew up in a religious home, a lot of kids, a lot of music, probably a lot of trampolines, a lot of family meals with like 15 people plus. I think that's how they grew up.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think they're from Tulsa. I don't know if they're let's see, that would be Tulsa's in Oklahoma. I had to do the head math for geography right there. But no, that makes total sense in the heartland of America. Every song can have like a million different meanings, and none of them are ever right. You can interpret any song however you want. But what does Mbop mean to you?
Okay, so I'm going to start with the meaning of Mbop according to Hanson.
Okay.
If that's okay. All right. According to Hanson, throughout the years, Mbop represents a frame of time. Like, better hurry and do cool things in your life because you might die tomorrow. And then what's going to happen if you don't Mbop? You can't go to a water park. You can't go to Walmart. You can't order Postmates anymore. That's what happens if you don't Mbop. So according to Hanson, that's what an Mbop is. It's a frame.
So it's like a YOLO.
That's totally what it is. Mbop is 1998 YOLO. That's so true.
See, when I heard that it's like a measurement of time, I'm like, oh, it's like a Quibi. But it's more like a memento mori. It's more like you only live once. Go for it.
Yeah, it's an Mbop is just a short chapter of a like an old Babysitter's Club book, to be specific. That's what an Mbop is.
That's a very specific reference.
I came up with because I couldn't choose just one or two things. I came up with a list of things that Mbop, I think that Mbop means, if I could share those with you.
Absolutely, please.
Okay. So an Mbop, this is not according to Hanson. This is all me. This is what I believe. Hold on, water break. All right. An Mbop is what happens when your parents spend a lot of money on your useless hobby, which is either baseball, dancing, or all the Hanson magazines you require to continue on with your daily living.
Hold on, let's pause right there. Are these magazines put out by Hanson or featuring Hanson?
Featuring Hanson, like Tiger. Okay. Yeah, like in the 90s. Okay. Yeah.
There's no Hanson magazine.
Well, There actually is a Hansen magazine called Middle. It's called Mo, stands for Middle of Everywhere, which comes from the title of their first album called Middle of Nowhere. And they, you had to pay to get that magazine monthly. And so that was Hansen's magazine. There was one at some period in time.
It's a monthly mag. How much is happening in the Hansen universe that you need monthly updates? I guess that's what Twitter is, though. I'm shooting myself in the foot. But that's really cool. I was half kidding, and it actually exists. Sorry, yeah. Continue with your list.
No, that is okay. And yeah, of course, with Hansen, anything can happen, and they do have a magazine. And Umbop, number two. And Umbop is a severe neurological disorder that affects only 2% of the nation. And that happens to be the same percentage of people who like the movie Spice World.
Now, I have not seen Spice World, but is Hansen in Spice World?
No, they are not in Spice World. I don't know if they're even referenced in Spice World, but they were Hansen. The Hansen movement and the movie Spice World existed in the same. They had similar fandoms at the same time, at least in my household.
No, I think it lined up around the same time. So I totally believe if they are in it, yeah. Somehow.
Yeah. Okay, next on my list, an Umbop is a huge goal that you'll never achieve due to COVID. Ugh. Oh man, I don't know about you, but I've had so many Umbops in the past 9 months.
So many. My goals are more like, what can I do within the four walls of my bedroom? rather than, hey, let's go do stand up on stage. But yes, many Umbops.
Yeah, Zoom comedy is an Umbop.
Zoom comedy is indeed an Umbop. Quibi is an Umbop.
Quibi is an Umbop. Quibi is a... Oh, wait, I don't know what the channels are in California, but a Channel 7 is a Umbop. Oh, man, that's
Channel 7 here is ABC and Disney-owned, so I don't think it's an Umbop.
Yeah, that's more of a spice up your life kind of situation.
Okay. Is that another one of their songs?
No, that is Spice World. That's a,
oh god.
You might have to, Spice World's a one hit wonder, but I mean, if you're going by just the song, then that might be a good song for your show. You should check it out. Spice up your life.
Spice up your life. I know who the Spice Girls are. Do I know their music? Not really. And as I'm trying to look them up simultaneously, I accidentally played them. we'll save that for later. But no, I have not seen it.
That's great. I highly recommend it.
Let's see. Do you have any more on your list?
I have a few more, Ian.
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. An Umbop is a high-powered business lady's sexy cocktail at lunchtime. You know what? I'd like to have an Umbop with two orders of bacon on the side that I'll put in my purse and save for later. That's an Umbop.
Ooh, on the company credit card?
Only on the company credit card. An Umbop is actually that thing... It's that thing dogs do when they spin around a few times before they lie down. That's an Umbop.
I've only owned cats. Dogs just spin around and then they go to sleep?
Or they'll just sit there and stare at you while licking their balls for like 5 hours straight. But I think the cat, there's actually a cat equivalent of that. An Umbop is actually when cats do that thing where they pretend to be asleep but they're not, and they try to murder you. That's an Umbop. I don't know.
Yeah, that's every cat.
Mm. That is every
cat. I had to.
Umbop. That's a huge angry cat. Ew. I have four more. Is that okay?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. An Umbop is something you can only purchase on Wish, along with a a meth kit and a drug dabbler. I don't know what you buy on Wish. I haven't been there.
These are all bundled. Honestly, that sounds exactly correct. I ordered one thing from Wish one time, and then it never came. So I never ordered again.
It should be called Wish and Forget. That's what an oombop is. Oombop is a brand of edible underwear. Oombop is a bad case of the chicken pox, but only on the left side of your body.
It sounds like you're roasting Oombop now. the way they're one-liners, I love it. But no, it's
a really good roast I write for all the elderly people in my life. I just transfer them over to songs I love and cherish.
With the same punchline.
Yeah. Okay.
Aunt Gertrude is a edible line of underwear.
Yeah, Aunt Gertrude is that weird guy in the corner of the bar that sits there all night and farts and stares at you while he farts. Okay.
That works.
An Oombop or Aunt Gertrude is actually a new type of car seat for babies that propels them forward into a sea of marshmallows in the event of a car crash.
It's a reverse airbag.
That is exactly what it is. And then, okay, my final one. I know I said a few more. Final one, Oombop is actually the next president of the United States of America in 2024. That's what an Oombop is.
Hmm.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but let's, fingers crossed that that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I predict that's what's going to happen. I don't know if I agree with it, but, you know, that's another episode.
Okay.
It's your show.
the presidential predictions.
Yeah, Oombop and a lady.
And their running mate? Their running mate would be Spice World, I guess.
Yeah.
Call back to 2 minutes ago. Welcome to the podcast. That's comedy, folks. Thank you for listening. I actually asked the internet what they also thought Mbop meant. And I got a couple of the same responses of what Hansen thought that Mbop was, you know, the unit of time, the measurement, the living in the moment. Some other people gave more bit answers. Some other people gave what they honestly thought. So let me run through some of those on my own list real quick.
Okay.
I got Mbop is drooling and lusting after the 90s crown jewel of games, Bop It. Oh. I get that. That's around the same time.
Yeah, I get that. I remember that feeling fondly.
And then I got a response from my roommate, Samantha Jane. She said, Mbop is like a heartbeat, which makes sense. Mbop, Mbop. I get that. Also, she said she did a show where they played Mbop for a half hour straight, and a bunch of Hanson fans came, and then one of them collapsed from the heat, and it's the best show she's ever done.
Oh my god, I bet that was my best friend. That exact thing happened to her at a Hanson concert.
Yeah, this was probably either New York or LA, knowing her, but this must have been I don't know the details on the show, but it sounds like a Hanson-themed bit show for comedy. What else do we have? Mbop is like masturbation. It's a continuation of Cyndi Lauper's She-Bop.
Ooh, yeah, it is.
I don't know which one came out first. I guess Cyndi Lauper probably came out first. Let's see.
Yeah.
Mbop. My friend's hook said, it's a sex thing, right? No, well, maybe for some people. Mbop, according to Lily Martinez, is that feeling when you're cold and you walk outside and the sun hits your skin, warming you up.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. I try to get an Mbop in every day around 10 a.m.
Yeah. Well, it's Arizona, so it's always hot outside, right? I don't know. I don't know the climate of Arizona. It's a desert.
Yeah, pretty much. In Phoenix, it's hot most of the year. It sucks.
Okay. But it's cold at night, right? Like,
yeah, it's cool right now. Okay. For like okay.
And by the way, for the listeners, we are recording this at night. thank you again for tuning in to the Weather Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is 69 degrees and counting. Back to you, Ian.
Nice. It is 70 degrees. Still has not dropped a degree. Back to you, Dana.
Okay, hold on a second. I gotta go outside and put and check the reports. Okay.
Okay, go get an umbop.
Yeah. Umbop.
I actually, this is just a random tidbit that I just remembered. I had a coworker named Hansen that I worked with for like quite a few years, and he kind of disliked that he shared the same name because he was older than the band Hansen, that he shared the same name. But he would reference himself, kind of like Elmo does, as a catchphrase after he did anything. So after he made like a quesadilla in the work microwave, he would be like, "That's how Hansen does it." Which he got away with it because it sounded really cool. But he would just make a sale on the phone or something and be like, "That's how Hansen does it."
That's how Hansen does it. Does he, did he have long hair or was he like a...
No, no, he was just a middle-aged Asian man. he was really cool. But no, he got it. Like, I can't go around doing that. I can't be like signing up on the potluck list. That's how Ian does it.
Yeah.
It's sad almost. It's... Well, that's how Ian does it.
Yeah. Ian does it well.
Yeah, just okay.
Yeah, Ian's okay.
You also sent me a picture of some merch that you have, I think, that's Hansen branded. What was that? What was I looking at?
Okay, so one of them is, okay, there are two Hansen lanyards that I got at the concert I mentioned earlier, 1998, Washington, D.C. And then I have a ticket to another show from the year 2000 in Phoenix, Arizona. And then there is, I have a Hansen bracelet that I got outside of the theater where Abraham Lincoln was murdered. I think it's on that same trip.
I didn't know that theater was still open, if I'm honest. That's
yeah,
awesome.
You can go inside and sit there and imagine and picture exactly how it felt when someone was murdered. I love that stuff, though.
Like, but, the balcony and everything's still open?
I don't know if the balcony's open. I don't know if you can go up there, but you can see it from downstairs. And then there's a basement with a bunch of, like, it's like that scene in Doctor Who, where he gets the big cloak out of the glass case. It's like that, but Abraham Lincoln stuff.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Doctor Strange, I've seen. Doctor Who, I haven't. But I'm like, wait, this sounds like Doctor Strange.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, it's all Hansen. It's all mostly from that Hansen concert I went to back in 98 with my family.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great, great trip.
Now, what would you say is another good Hansen? Like, they're mostly known for this song. This is the only song I know. There's another Christmas one where I'm like, this sounds kind of familiar, I guess. What would you say is their, I guess, first, their next most popular song, and then what is your favorite song of theirs?
So their next, the song that came out after Umbop was Where's the Love, and that was an upbeat, fun, silly love song. And I remember they filmed the music video in London, and so that was the next song. And then I Will Come to You, which for a 13-year-old girl who was horny as hell for Hansen, that song really spoke to me. And then it was a love song, a slow love song. My favorite Hansen song, Oh man. Okay, I love the song If Only. That was on This Time Around. I think that was their next album. If Only is a jam.
If Only. All right, I'll check that one out. Yeah, I don't think I know that one.
There's nothing I like more than just sitting and getting high off of my chosen substance and listening to If Only over and over and over again. It's amazing. I like it.
We'll do that exact scenario tonight. Well, maybe not the over and over again. Depends if I like it the first time. But I will listen tonight. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I read online that one of the members, I think, saw his future wife in the crowd from like the third row back and was like, hey, that's the girl I'm gonna marry. He's Italian in this scenario. Hey, that's the girl I'm gonna marry. Is that true? I didn't look that far into this.
That is true. And I think it's Isaac, the oldest Hansen brother. And oh man, that pissed me off for years. Isaac wasn't my favorite. Like, I just, you know, I was a Taylor. Taylor's the middle brother, the lead singer. I was a Taylor girl. And but it really pissed me off when I heard that, because I heard that his future wife got to go on the bus with them afterwards, and they probably played a board game or looked at each other's titties or something like that. And it wasn't fair.
One or the other.
Yeah, one of the two. And so, yeah, but that is true. And oh God, I'm still bitter over that, but whatever.
No, I skim like the Wikipedia page. I'm like, I don't know. Is this even true? She'll know. I'll ask her. That's crazy. Because I could have been you, because you were 200 feet away. And I'm sure many other people felt the same way, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. There was a lot of competition. And yeah. And she won. She won.
If you could describe Bop in three words, what would those three words be?
Sexy, fearless, groundbreaking.
Sexy, fearless, and groundbreaking. I think it was. I mean, this is a very unique style. They're scatting. They're doing doo-wop style music over Jackson 5 vocals. Like, it is pretty groundbreaking. There was no like huge boy band besides like the Beatles and British pop and stuff like that, but I would say they were like the first big pop boy band.
Yeah, they were. And they didn't dance, they didn't do that kind of thing. That was those other boy bands like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, those hold another place in my heart. But yeah, they were different. They wrote, they perform, they all play multiple instruments, and they all have multiple kids. It's a great thing.
Yeah, that's one of them. I think it must have been the youngest one, is the youngest Grammy-nominated songwriter of, like, all time. Which, if at the time, that they must have been, like, 12 or something. That's an outstanding achievement. That's because they're writing their own songs.
Yeah, that's who'd have thunk that Bop would be so treasured years later.
Yeah, all these was, if it came out in like 97, it's 2020, unfortunately, 23 years, and we're still talking about it. That's how groundbreaking it is.
Yep, exactly. And
on that note, I think that's a good positive note. We'll pop out for a break real quick, and then we'll jump right in. We'll talk about the music video. Thank you. And welcome back to Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. I am Ian Zandy. And you already know that because you're already listening to this, unless you skipped halfway through the episode and you're just playing podcast roulette, which is fun. That should be a podcast itself. We're going to jump right back in. We're talking about the music video now. What is your impression of this music video?
Oh, man. The Oombab. Well, that's how I found out about Hanson, was the music video. I was sitting in my parents' room while my babysitter was, like, making out with her boyfriend in the other room. And in the summer between sixth grade and seventh grade. And I was hooked as soon as I saw those three boys with long blonde hair running around what I assume was Tulsa, Oklahoma, their hometown. And I thought, when I was younger, I thought, oh gosh, that house that they're playing the song in, because they had all their instruments in that house, that must be the house that they all live in together. Like, and they probably live without any grownups. Like, they're that successful. They're that cool. And so I was all about that music video when it came out.
Nice. I've never, until about 20 minutes ago, never seen this music video. And it holds up. It doesn't look like it's got 90s tinge to it, but it looks pretty cool. There's a lot of green screen going on. They're just roaming around town. But the part that you mentioned, they're playing instruments in their living room, from what it appears. And I dabble in music. I could play guitar and a little bit of piano, but they're actually playing the chords. Like, you don't see that very often, but you could tell they're actually playing these instruments, which is really impressive.
Yeah, they do that real shit. They're real.
Yeah. And they did look like a bunch of little Jonathan Taylor Thomas's running around. I'm a home improvement kid, so that was in the Santa Claus. I think he was in the Santa Claus. But I'm like, oh, it's a bunch of little Jonathans.
Yeah, they do look alike. And Jonathan Taylor Thomas was also in all those Teeny Bopper magazines. His picture,
the Tiger Beats him.
Yep.
Oh, and that was another thing, too, was rollerblading. There's a lot of inline skating going on, which I recall, like, X Games were pretty big in, like, the late 90s. Tony Hawk, specifically, was, like, a big hero of mine. But I don't remember people actually going out and roller skating a lot. I tried doing it a little bit. Was this a big thing in the 90s?
I think only in the Hanson section of Tulsa, Arizona, or Tulsa, Arizona, yeah.
The lesser popular Tulsa compared to the other Tulsa, which is also not that popular.
In their little sector of Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's popular over there because Hanson, they have an additional like four or five siblings in that family, and their mom and dad, and I think they were all, or most of them were musical, so they probably, like, I don't know, to work, they probably all rollerbladed, like, to go to the market and go to concerts. They probably just all rollerbladed and held a jump rope to, you know, save some gas money or something.
Oh, that is hilarious. I actually come from a big family, and just that thought is ridiculous, of like rollerblading through the aisles of Sam's Club to get the weekly meals.
It's easy, and you can keep track of everyone that way. And it's easier if everyone wears a shirt that's the same color, you know, to keep things uniform.
That's also interesting. You mentioned the rest of the family members are also musicians, or a musician adjacent. Did they just decide, oh, you're not good enough? We gotta have the three handsome boys, and they can be the popular ones. The rest of them, sorry, you can be in a swap meet cover band.
Yeah, I think there's a big age difference between Zach, the youngest band member, and the next kid in line, but I'm not too sure. But okay. I know their dad was their manager for a long time. And their family would tour with them, because my friends and I, we knew all the gossip from Hanson websites. So we knew what their dad looked like. We knew what their siblings look like. We went to their house in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Hanson Day. We flew out there and we
went.
Yes, yes.
What is Hanson Day?
Hanson Day is, I think it's May 5th every year. And in 2008, my two friends and I flew out to Tulsa, Oklahoma and stayed there for 3 days. We went to a few Hanson concerts. We got to meet them. We went on a walk with a bunch of Hanson fans and Hanson without any socks or shoes, because that's what Hanson does with their fans. We did it all.
Oh my God. I am grinning ear to ear right now. Hanson Day. What makes Hanson Day Hanson Day? Like, you described what you do, but what started it?
I think it's to like celebrate the fans, because Hanson fans are super dedicated. They spend all their parents' money. Like, they go to multiple Hanson concerts, so it's like a kind of a way of life, kind of like Disney fandom. Like Disneyland fandom. So I think it was a way to just, you know, celebrate fans and have, and then also there's like a Hanson fan club and memberships that you pay for monthly. I'm not in the fan club right now, but you know, it's always there.
So Hanson Day is still widely observed.
Yes, every year. Yes.
Wow. And yeah. It's right after the Star Wars one too.
It is. It is.
That's funny. Let's see. We talked about the music video covers. There's no notable covers by any big artist for this song. I found a couple good versions on YouTube. You could check those out. The best one I saw was Postmodern Jukebox has a doo-wop version of this. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I was hesitant when I first saw it. I'm like, you guys can't do this song justice. No way. Don't even try. But it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's got a completely different vibe, a jazzy doo-wop version. They would probably play it at Flappers as pre-show music, Flappers Comedy Club, which is here in Burbank. They do online shows too. But they always play like jazz covers of songs, and it would probably be a song that you would hear before you go up and do your set.
Yeah, that's awesome. That would be fun.
And if you think, if this song was made today, who do you think would be the one to make it?
Well, like what current existing artist?
Yeah. Besides Hanson.
Okay. So, with like younger, hold on.
So not even like the fan base are trying to go after or anything, but like the song itself.
Ooh. Okay, who are some, I don't know. Okay, Celine Dion. I mean, Celine Dion now, like she was in her prime and then she left for a while. She had a lot of sad things happen and she's back in business. I think Celine Dion could break the world with her version of Oombop. Ooh. Yeah, that's a possibility. More current, like, music. I like to call it younger people music. Post Malone, I think, I'm typing in, who are the popular bands right now?
I could see Celine Dion, though. If we never heard Mbop. It never existed, like the movie Yesterday. The Beatles music does not exist. Mbop does not exist. And then Celine Dion comes out with Mbop tomorrow. I think people would dig it. I think it would be very popular. I think maybe not this year, though, because it's a very upbeat song. That would be like if Pharrell Williams tried to release Happy this year.
Yeah, I think that's like a 2025 kind of song. Once things go back to normal. I know, yes. Like, I'm looking at the charts right now, the current charts. I don't know who any of these people are besides Taylor Swift. Okay. I mean, I know she's like performed with Hanson. She likes Hanson. So,
okay. I could see a Swift. Yeah.
Billie Eilish, I just know I've tried to be a fan of her music, and I'm working on it because she seems pretty cool. So I bet a dark, like sad, like, oh God, I'm Billie Eilish kind of song.
Like I think Billie would make the cover of Mbop for like a sad movie trailer and be like, wait, I know this song. This is Mbop, but it's a sad version for a David Fincher movie.
Yeah. That's my, I don't know. That's my impression of Billie Eilish.
Spot on Billie Eilish. I do love Billie. That's great. I'm dying over here. I think like Harry Connick Jr. would do a good job because he does the freaking scatting all the time. Foster the people, Foster the People, indie rock band.
That's my Foster the People impression.
Once again, spot on.
They're awesome too.
They are. They do. Their most popular song is about a school shooting, which is so. But it's kind of like Mbop in the fact that it's a very kind of dark and heavy lyrics with like, hey, we're all happy and upbeat songs. If they made a sequel to Mbop in 2020 or just in general, what would that song be about?
Okay, I think that song would be from the point of view of an old man, like in his 70s. He lives by a river, kind of like that house in the ride Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland. I don't know if you've ever been there, but there's a little, anyway, he'll live in a little shack by the river, and it's from the point of view of a guy who just wants to die, and it's called Doom Bop. That's what I'm trying to think of. Doom Bop, where he's giving up, and he's like, kind of like James Hetfield in Metallica, like, yeah, I'm dead, I wanna die, yeah, that's the next version.
Spot on impression yet again. I actually do know exactly what you're talking about. Are you talking about the guy in the rocking chair on Pirates of the Caribbean with the little banjo?
Yes, that's exactly it.
That is now canon in the Hanson universe, as well as the POC, Pirates of the Caribbean, not people of color, Pirates of the Caribbean universe are colliding.
Yep, it's great. Yeah, that's how I see it. And also in that version, the roles would be switched. Like Taylor, who normally plays a keyboard, he would play drums. Isaac, the guitarist, would play keyboard. And then Zach would just be lying drunk on the floor after hanging out with his 12 kids all day. That will also happen.
Now, where is the band today? Are they still touring? I know they put out an album, I want to say 2 years ago, but are they still active? What are they up to?
Yeah, they're still active. I think they're doing a lot of online stuff. They might have done a few. I don't follow them much right now. I just follow them for like sexy material, like, cause they're sexy men. And as they get older, they just keep getting sexier and sexier. So like, like the other day they posted a picture of the three of them in Christmas sweaters. And it's like, you know, it was a total thirst trap, but it got me. And so, you know, they do stuff like that. They have charities, like they collect money for like people with no feet or people missing body parts and stuff. I think they do that. And they all have between them like 20 kids. They have a ton of kids. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. They can make a little band on their own right there.
Oh yeah, I think they're planning world domination with those families. Beautiful, probably mentally fucked up somehow, but you know, excuse my language, you never know. But anyway, you know.
All right. Jumping into the next segment, I made a little bit of trivia. So we'll see your Hansen or Hansen surrounding trivia knowledge concerning Mbop and also the band itself. So buckle up. Here we go. Trivia.
Trivia.
Oh, boy.
All right. First question. Taylor Hansen made a side project supergroup in 2009 called Tinted Windows. Tinted Windows had members of which band? Smashing Pumpkins and Fountains of Wayne, the Jonas Brothers in Owl City, or the Dixie Chicks and Spin Doctors?
Smashing Pumpkins and Fountains of Wayne.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yeah, I've not listened to this album. I shot the question to my friend Steve, and he said it's a pretty good album.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've only heard the one single from the album, and I was just excited that Taylor was wearing a three-piece suit.
Is Taylor the oldest?
He is the middle.
He's the middle.
Okay. Yeah, he plays the keyboard primarily and sings.
I don't know if I mentioned this anywhere in the podcast. These are three brothers, correct?
They are brothers. Yes, they are.
Okay. I don't know if I made that clear in the recording yet. But yes, these are three brothers. Next question. In May 2013, Hansen released an Mbop inspired food product. Was it Mlox, Hansen inspired bagel sandwiches, Mhops, Hansen inspired beer, or Mtots, Hansen inspired tater tots?
It was Mhops, the Hansen inspired beer. Though the tater tots, I hope that's their next move because that sounds amazing.
That is correct. Mhops was released in 2013. Hansen shared the first taste of the beer with those attending the premiere of The Hangover Part 3.
Wow. Lucky duck. And
even better, the song was featured in Hangover 3 in the scene where a giraffe gets decapitated on a freeway, which is the weirdest combination of words.
Oh, man, but that totally fits.
It's a nice contrast. It's a nice contrast. Next question. Hansen was nominated for a Grammy New Artist Award in 1998, but they lost. But who'd they lose to? Was it A or numbers? I don't know my own system. Was it Fiona Apple? Was it Paula Cole? Or was it the Backstreet Boys?
I think it was Fiona Apple.
That is incorrect. Unfortunately, no. It was Paula Cole with the song that I get stuck in my head quite frequently. I think she herself is also a one-hit wonder artist. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. That person. Yeah.
Oh, man. That is one of those songs that I never, ever liked.
I get it stuck in my head so frequently. Like, I'll just be driving, and all of a sudden, and it's not played on the radio anymore or anything. She's not popular or famous anymore, really, because I think she's a one-hit wonder. I think it was the theme of Dawson's Creek, maybe?
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was. But again, a show I've never seen. I was not exposed to this song that much. I don't know. This is now a Paula Cole episode. If you're a fan of Paula Cole, yeah, hit me up. We'll talk. We'll talk. Or Dawson's Creek. Yeah. Next question. The band was featured on an episode of SNL where they feature impressions such as yours. this episode in 1997 had them as a musical guest and featured which host? Was it John Goodman, Helen Hunt, or Monica Lewinsky?
Helen Hunt.
That is correct. Oh, it was, in fact, Helen Hunt. I don't know what she was promoting, but Helen Hunt's freaking awesome. Not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Wait, what year was that?
97, according to Wikipedia.
97. Twister came out in 94, 95, so.
Ooh, yeah, that's around the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably for that. I was looking at all the SNL episodes from that era. Every single episode from that season had like a really good artist, musician, and a really good host. So I want to go back in the archives and watch those.
Oh, hell yeah.
Next question. For April Fool's 2010, Hanson covered a song from what unexpected band? Was it Gautier, Iron Maiden, or Slipknot?
Ooh!
Iron Maiden.
That is incorrect. It's actually Slipknot. They covered a song, showed footage of them recording in the studio, and then claimed that they were going to make an entire covers album of Slipknot songs. That has not happened yet, though.
Oh my god. Well, I know what I'm going to watch the next 5 hours.
I don't know if it's still up, and I don't know Slipknot. I know what they are. I've not listened to their music, really. But no, that I would be curious to see that footage as well. I did not look into it that much.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
So the score tally, I lost track. But I think you got 4 out of 5. You got 4 out of 5 mbops.
Yay!
Congratulations. All right, we're going to hop to one last break, and then we'll return with a final improvised segment. So tune back in. And welcome back to the last third of, what is this podcast called? Wonders, a one-hit wonder podcast. I'm your host, Ian Zandi. We are in our last segment. We are both comedy improvisers, both Dana and I. We're going to play in this world that we built over the last hour of things that we talked about. We can use anything that we talked about. We're the MacGyvers of talk. it could be about the song itself. It could be about any of the bits or tangents or trivia or anything that we've talked about. It could be a scene or a callback to that. So what do you feel like you want to do a scene about?
Let's see. Standing in line to get tickets to Hanson's show at Madison Square Garden.
Okay. And let's go and start scene. Oh, man. Oh, can't believe it's 1997.
I know, man. It's taken so long to get here, and we're finally doing it.
Yeah, it's been a hard couple of years, but I'm really stoked. A lot of people are like, "Hey, why is the guy going to see Hanson?" I think they're cute.
Yeah, they're the cutest. I aspire to look exactly like them.
Yeah, I'm gonna bleach my hair too. It's pretty brown right now, but I'm gonna go to my local barber shop. Just be like, "Hey, give me the Hanson treatment."
You know what? I'm so happy for you. I'm glad you want to, you know, do this for the good of the world and the good of the Hanson.
Yeah, I think it'll be good to represent Hanson on a daily basis. People might mistake me for Hanson. I know I'm 13 and I just got a little fuzzy mustache, but I think some people will mistake me for that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's interesting. But you know what happened to me the other day? Someone thought I was Hanson's best friend, and you know, I think that's cooler than being Hanson.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Wait, you were Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah, I was Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but like on steroids. It was so cool.
Whoa. You have been working out. I noticed that quite a bit. You got those biceps enlarging.
Yeah, I got those enlarged biceps. And if you ever want to do that, all you got to do is just think about the song Oombop 3 times in a row, and then you can get biceps too.
All I have to do is think about it? Hold on, I'm going to think about it right now.
Yeah, 1, 2.
Shit, I thought about squirrels.
Oh, no. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Right, you know, that works. Try again. Ready? 1.
All right.
2. Oh, I feel it. 3. Oh, I feel it. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? There's a squirrel in my pocket.
What? Oh my god. I feel like we manifested something completely different.
Oh man, I knew that reading The Secret was a good idea.
Damn it. Do I have to become a musician now? Oh, not a musician, a magician.
I think, you know, you be whatever you want to be, and I think a magician is perfect for you, because you got that hat.
Oh, thank you. I do, after that large bald spot that handsome people don't have, but I think wearing this hat will cover it up.
Yeah, only wear that hat, because without that hat, we are nothing.
That was the first time you said, we, are you? You consider yourself my best friend?
Yeah, I mean, for today, I totally do.
Wait, today? Why not tomorrow?
Because we don't know if tomorrow's going to happen. We have to act in the moment. We have to be an oom-bop.
Whoa. And scene. That's perfect. Thank you. That's fun and goofy. I've not done improv in forever, so it's nice to be in touch in that part again.
Yeah, it is. Same here. I haven't done, like, I do solo improv, but not with other people, so that was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What do you do for that? Like the movie format, or?
No, I do... I guess like improv or riffing, I call it improv, or, you know, just making up, like I do improvised Zoom mics, and sometimes I'll riff on a topic that something that has actually happened to me. And then sometimes I'll just make up an improvised story, and I'll like freestyle rap or freestyle sing, just to kind of, you know, keep working that improv muscle while I'm not around other people.
Yeah, that's really smart. That's what Marc Maron does. He writes on stage. He does freestyle rap. But that's what he does. He like goes train of thought and talks about things. He doesn't write it really. I respect that. I can do that with writing, but I can't do that on stage. But that's cool. That's a cool talent.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, that's actually a perfect swag. God, what is wrong? Segue way to jump into plugs. You got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I co-host a podcast, live stream on YouTube every Wednesday called Fart Talk with my co-host Lexis Chardet. We talk about farts. We have comedian guests. We play fun games. We might fart. It's great. And, you know, farts are kind of like oom-bops. They don't just mean fart. They can mean many things. So, I'm on Instagram at Dana Wisson, just my full name. And then also Instagram at Fart Talk. We post a lot of fun farty stuff there. It's great. Farts everywhere. Farts and oom-bops.
Farts are oom-bops. You heard it here first. You heard it here last. I doubt you will hear it again. But no, follow Dana on all of the socials. Keep track of all of those digital shows. Personally, for my plugs, you can follow. I just made an Instagram for this page. There's probably no posts yet, but I will be posting every episode for this podcast. I don't know when this comes out, so I can't tell you about upcoming shows. But we're going for distribution, so sometime in the next few weeks, hopefully. We got episodes booked and recorded for Come On Eileen, Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think there's one more other. But we're having fun with this. Hopefully the audio sounds better on this one. Thank you for listening. You made it to the end. Congrats. I don't know how to end a podcast, so I'm just going to say bye. Join me. Bye. Bye.